Thank you. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, O my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, may it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
That you will hear my prayers. Oh Lord, I read in your word that you'll always be there. So thank you, Lord, for being there. Thank you, Lord, I know you're always near. Thank you, Lord, for guiding my steps. I wanna thank you, Lord, for being my friend. Oh Lord, when I was down, you whispered in my ear. Oh Lord, I heard you say, child, don't you shed a tear, for I have sent my son to save you. For I have sent my son to redeem you. Trust in me, I'll never leave you. Believe in me, it's my love that's gonna keep you. So thank you, Lord, for being there. Thank you, Lord, I know you're always near. Thank you, Lord, for guiding my steps. I wanna thank you, Lord, for being my thank you, Lord, for being there. Thank you, Lord, I know you're always near. Thank you, Lord, for guiding my steps. I wanna thank you, Lord, for being my friend. I wanna thank you, Lord, for being my friend.
Oh God, you are my God, for you alone I long. In a dry and weary land where there's no water, though I come into the place where I know you dwell, to see your power and your grace.
For your love is better
than all of the blessings life can bring,
and my soul shall be filled with you.
Thus with my lips will I sing.
Upon my bed I remember what you've done. I muse upon your thoughts through the night. God, you have been my strength. In the shadow of your wings I will rejoice. For your love is better
than all of the blessings life can bring,
and my soul shall be filled with you.
Thus with my lips will I sing.
For your love is better
than all of the blessings life can bring,
and my soul shall be filled with you.
Thus with my lips will I sing.
Thus with my lips will I sing. Shelter, Lord, and there are
First and foremost, we're actually gonna We're gonna actually explain a little bit more about what we did instead of last year, how we explained after, and nobody understood. So this year we're doing pretty much similar to last year in that we had some things that we talked about in the meetings, and we had a couple analogies that were brought before us, and we're gonna act out one of the analogies that was brought out before us. It was
all the young people know this analogy. Our brother Emil Nashed, who brings many analogies, making the Bible studies very, very interesting, brought one of an old man or a man buying a boat, and on one condition of the boat buying the boat, he had have an old man in it. And the old man speaks of the old flesh, and the old man is trying to take over the boat, or the ship, whatever you want to call it, and he tries to take over the man step by step, little by little, just as Satan would have the flesh take us over little by little. And I hope you can all take it as an encouragement that through the Lord, we can overcome the old man.
Also, we kind of hope you get a little bit entertained, too. Same
just
time.
Just a
smidgen.
Just a sweet.
Oh, and for those that don't know, our partner in crime is Akili Sylvester.
He's supposed to be on right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Can't believe I walked into the girls' bathroom.
Oh my goodness.
Man. When I was in an airport, this lady said this joke, man. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo who?
Why are you crying?
I don't cry like that, man. I don't cry like that.
Oh, you just killed that joke, man.
How could you do that, man?
I don't know, man. I didn't find it funny.
Just keep driving.
Lord, prepare me. Stop it.
To be a living.
You're messing me up. Sanctuary.
Sanctuary.
Stop it.
Okay, then you stop. If you're going to sing the song, we got to do it in parts. Sounds so much better.
Pass me my sunglasses, man.
Not yet. You got to ask nicely.
Stop it, man. You're getting on my nerves.
I can't whistle now?
No. Just pass me my sunglasses, man.
You gotta be nice,
please.
About it.
Please pass me my sunglasses. This light's not gonna stay red for too much longer. Can you please pass me my sunglasses?
Please. That's all I was asking for. Where'd you get those things anyway?
Remember when I bought that boat?
I do. Alkali?
And now to the dealership.
Yeah. How can I be of assistance to you, sir?
Oh, would you like some lemonade? I got two.
Lemonade? Oh, thank you.
Man, I love my lemonade.
You want a boat or something?
Well, I guess, since I'm here.
I got a mighty fine boat right here. It was known as the Black Pearl.
That boat's kind of sweet still.
I just have to let you know that buying it, you get a great deal.
What's the deal?
Cheap. It's cheap, of course.
Cheap?
But there's this whacked out guy. He's calls him Captain Jack Sparrow, so he wears makeup and stuff. You got to keep him on the ship. It's his ship, you know. He's all possessive, Black Pearl, this stuff.
Well, if you're going to give me that deal, I want those sunglasses, too.
Sunglasses? I don't know. My mother gave these to me for Christmas.
Well, you haven't sold any other boats today, so you better give me those glasses.
You got a point. I got to pay the rent.
All right.
The ship is yours.
Sweet.
Back to the automobile.
So that's how I got those glasses.
That's great.
Those being these.
How much did you pay for that boat?
I feel I paid too much for all the trouble I went through.
All the trouble? What happened?
Let's check it out.
Back to the boat.
Hi, matey. What is going on?
Oh, you're that guy.
Would you like a lemonade?
Oh, yeah.
I am Captain Jack Sparrow, Lord of the Black Pearl.
No.
Black Pearl. How do you like this ship?
I like it a lot.
You do know that it's my ship?
No, I bought it. You want to see the receipt?
Yes, but I am the captain.
I got a receipt.
I know this ship. I know these seas. Where do you want to go?
I want to go to heaven.
You want to go to heaven?
Oh, yeah.
I know a good way there. I know a shortcut.
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay. You like dags?
Huh?
Dags.
No.
Hot dags. Texas wieners. Do you like a Texas wiener?
No.
Put some in the basement. Are you not hungry?
No.
You look like a man that likes your food.
I do, but I don't want anything from you.
Okay.
Boat, boat, boat. Cruising the seas. Cruising.
All right, this is day two.
Thank you, Alcoholic. No, no.
That's great. Get away from the controls. I don't like you, and I don't trust
you.
So
I just want to tell you a story about my friend Squiddy.
Squiddy?
You remember I was telling you about Squiddy?
A little bit. I didn't like him.
Well, I went up to him, and I said to him, you know, Squiddy, I like you and all, but I think there's gold in your belly.
I think a squid would die if it had gold in its belly.
Killed that joke again, man.
Man.
What did you do to my joke? What is wrong with you? This is almost as bad as the tater famine.
I just didn't get it, man.
My word. Well, you're going all the wrong way.
No, I'm not. I know heaven's
actually,
over there.
I can help you if you want.
No, I don't want
I can you. Help. Okay.
Okay, fine, fine.
Do you want a hot dog?
No.
Okay.
This guy, man, pushy. Oh, he's trying to get me with his boat and stuff. Trying to take over.
Hey, man, there's an iceberg! I got you. But there might as well be. You can't even see where you're going. What is wrong with you? You need my help.
Fine, fine, fine.
I know a shortcut. There is a mermaid island over there. Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah. So here, just take my contacts. Put them in. They'll help you see better.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's looking kind of...
Yeah, she's pretty, isn't she?
How you doing?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Her name is Caitlin. She's a cutie.
She's got a nice wave there.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, let's go. Right. Ooh, yeah. Don't worry about the black cave. We'll have a lot of fun in there.
Sweet.
I do believe it's day three.
We're back in the car now. So whatever happened to the old man?
He's dead to me.
Oh, yeah? That's good. So where did you end up going?
Well, I'm still on my way to heaven. I just, you know, I never really got there just as yet. But, you know, I'm still looking for it. Still going that way. Proper way. I locked him up. Locked him up good. That's why he's dead to me.
Who'd you get the help from? The Coast Guard come?
Coast Guard?
Yeah, you know, the guys with the red hearts all over, or crosses.
Oh, I get it. That was a joke, right?
No.
Yeah. Dang.
Anyways,
you get a joke.
This is my house. Bye.
I don't too much like him either. Should lock him up, too. As you all can note, we did not have any lines for that. That was all ad-lib.
It's probably very easy to believe.
And it will continue to be that way, Lord willing, next year, and the next year, and the...
Next year.
Yeah. Maybe Achille might get a bigger part.
At least the three of us would like to personally, and I'm sure with the rest of the young people, thank Uncle Amo, Brother John, Brother Chuck, Brother Paul, Brother Sam, and Brother Poots for helping us in a Bible study.
We love Mark you guys!
Mark and David Bolas for the morning devotions and all the people that gave us wonderful lessons in the morning to
and
start
Phil
us
Palmer,
off on a fresh day.
Because he's also... Stand up. He's inspired us to do more of this...
The skits.
With the skits that he's been doing throughout the week. Thank you, Phil. You're the real star!
Normally at this time, I would call upon a gentleman by the name of Stephen. There's more than one Stephen. Stephen Georgie. Stephen, where are you? There you are. I'm going to leave the stage, all right? And you're coming up here.
All right, guys, I have to be very careful this year because we have a certain individual in my assembly who listens to these tapes, and he likes to pick out little imperfections and things that you say, you know, as you go up and say things. So I'm still getting Kayla Jamborino from last year. So I'm going to be a bit more careful this year as I'm doing this. I probably surprised a couple other people, too, because they didn't expect me to come up this year. So it was a last-minute thing. I didn't want to be a, you know, just be bitter or whatever. Here we go. Grove City, 2004. I wanted to stop, but you asked for more. Another chapter in Grove City folklore. So here's what you've been waiting for. This is Grove City, 2004. Kristen McCauley and Jenna McClellan. Everyone jokes about my big melon. Don't sleep in meetings, because you know I'm telling. And every Egyptian seems like a felon. They pick on me too, guys, so. Romans was the study's theme. Mashed potatoes are not what they seem. The world beat the Egyptian soccer team. Boo, 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 boo. I'm Egyptian. John Abdul Malik slept in shaving cream. Okay. Racquetball evicts Ben Carapeza enraged. If you own a Nextel, you might get paged. The security system was pretty much staged. This year, everybody got engaged. And I didn't get engaged, lady, so, you know. There were no matters this year, not even Tom. Evening Bible study was the bomb. Everyone has clicks so they don't sit next to mom. Nate Neves memorized the 23rd Psalm. You have to hear it, man. It's amazing. Romans discusses the wages of sin. Everyone wears a different name pin. Cereals are out and salads are in. Mr. Cross's first name is Edwin. We are always occupied with spiritual things. I really enjoy it when everyone sings. Stephen Headley is king of basketball kings. Jason and Joey played Lord of the Rings. Nerds. This is the last stanza. Get ready for it. Canadians say, what's going on, eh? Bob Costin said, righteification on Wednesday. When it's time for Mafia, everyone plays. Jasper wore the same shirt for 3 days.
As you can tell, we've had a very, very enjoyable week. At this point, I really want to share some thoughts from the Word of God to bring our time to an end. And you know, the thoughts that I have, I consider to be very serious, having just followed a very humorous session. I was thinking to myself this afternoon, as I looked around here, how many other Grove City conferences we've been to, and how many young people have had wonderful times at Grove City. We've had a wonderful week. During our Bible studies, we have learned about DOS, Windows XP. We have learned about the credit card that can be taken anywhere, and so on. We've had a wonderful time in the Word of God. But it has hurt my heart to think that in previous years, there have been several young people who've been here to Grove City, had a wonderful week, and you know, many of them, or some of them, never make it after that. I'm wondering what happens to us when we leave Grove City to go back home. We've had a week away from all the sort of temptations and difficulties of life, where we can just be around the Word of God, be around other young people who believe what we believe and encourage each other. But what's going to happen tomorrow, God willing, is that we go back home. What are we going to do when we get back home? That's the challenge in my heart. I'm going to just leave a few verses of scripture with you, because I'm going to say this to you. There are over 100 of us young people in here tonight. Based upon history, some of us are probably going to walk away from the Lord. Some of us are going to probably have such a difficult time out in the world that we hardly ever want to come back to Grove City. And I say that based upon, I believe that's history. I believe that there are people, I know that there are people who've been here who had a wonderful time, and they're out in the world. What has happened? And that's my challenge to you tonight. I'm going to just simply read from about three scriptures. I'm going to start in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 2, and I'm going to read from a few, just from verse 32, just to get the background for this. This is where Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost, and this is basically the birth of the church. And he brought a message to those people, and these were Jews, men of Israel and Judea and around Jerusalem. I'm going to pick the verse up from verse 32. This Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he says himself, the Lord said to my God, sit at my right hand, till I make your enemies your footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now this is it, verse 37. When they heard this, they were cut to the heart. Or another version says they were pricked to the heart. And my thought here is this. Throughout this entire week, we have been reading through the book of Romans, and we know that the purpose of this is that our faith will be established. And I'm wondering, we had a wonderful time. I'm wondering what impact that study has had on our hearts. These people heard that message. They heard about the fact that Jesus had been crucified, but that this same Jesus whom they had crucified, God raised from the dead. And it had an impact upon their heart. And I'm challenging us tonight, not just you, but me. What has this week had? What impact has this week had upon your heart? You've had a wonderful time. We've just had some wonderful skits. But when you walk out here, when you leave Grove City, what impact has Grove City had upon your heart? It's going to really show what you will do from this point onwards. I believe that some of us have had a good time, but it may simply have gone over our heads, not sunk into our hearts, or stuck into our heads and not got into our hearts. And that's a challenge that we want to make sure that when you leave here, that you've actually got it in your heart. These people got it. And then they said, Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And then we read on, and I'm going to skip a few verses. There was a response from these people. About 3,000 of them were saved. And this is what it says in verse 41. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized. And that day, about 3,000 souls were added to them. And then verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and prayers. And that's my thought for this evening. That after you leave Grove City, you and I, we need to do what these people did. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. We've had it this week. The apostle Paul was a person who wrote the book of Romans. That is really foundational. From this point onwards, we need to build on what we have been taught here at Grove City. We want to go on. We don't want to do it intermittently. We want to be steadfast. This is what we want. We want to continue on. I got another scripture for you. In the 2 Timothy, actually in Timothy, this is what Paul also said to Timothy in his second epistle to Timothy. And he says in chapter 3 and in verse 14, Paul is speaking to Timothy, a young believer. He says this, "But you must continue in the things which you have learned and be assured of." Again, the word is continue. "But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." So the challenge is that we should continue. And I believe the resource, again, we covered this in Romans, the Spirit of God is in our hearts if we are true believers. He intercedes for us. We have that today. We have the Lord Jesus Christ at the right hand of God interceding for us. But we have the Word of God that we need to read. And the reason why many of us young people and many of us people sort of stumble along is that we don't spend time studying the Word of God. So the challenge for you here at Grove City, I know you were made to have devotions. When you go back home, the only way we're going to succeed, the only way we're going to continue on is by getting into the Word of God. And this is what he says here, "But you must continue in the things that you have learned." That's the only way we're going to make it through. And I would just, one last scripture I'm going to read to you before we actually finish. Acts chapter 20, last verse, Paul speaking to the Ephesian elders as he's leaving. And this is what he says. "So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified." And I believe this is what we here at Grove City would like to say to each other, that we commend you to God and to the word of his grace. Again, I want every one of us to think of it. Are you going to be the person who has been to Grove City for this year, had a wonderful time, but maybe if the Lord doesn't come in a year or so, you may be out in the world living like people who have never been to Grove City? Are you going to be that person? The challenge is that we don't want anybody to be like that. And we want people to continue on in the things that they've been learned. And the only way you're going to continue on strongly is by getting into the Word of God. Maybe just close a word of prayer. Our Father, we just want to thank you for the wonderful time that we've had at Grove City this week. We thank you for the truth of your word that we have heard and been taught to us. We thank you that we've had time with other believers and we've encouraged, been able to encourage each other. But now, Father, we realize that if the Lord Jesus does not come by tomorrow, we have to go back into this world. We realize that we are confronted with an enemy who really wants to destroy our lives. And we just would pray tonight for each one here that thou wouldst help us as we go back into this world to be sustained by the power of your Spirit. Help us to get into your word. Help us, Lord Jesus, to continue on in the things that we've been taught. And so now we just would again give you thanks and praise and would commit ourselves to you now. We pray this in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.